When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back in your day, you used to wake up on April the 1st and have a full day of getting pranked and laughing and being mad or silly or whatever. Those days are gone. Those are dead, people. It's over. In my opinion, April Fool's Day is officially dead. Okay? But I'm going to tell you, there was a yesteryear when April Fool's Day ruled the world. Did it not? Can we reminisce about that today with a moment Kramer history?
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Hi, how are you? Welcome to your April 2nd podcast. This is called Certified Mama's Boy, and we're a podcast based in three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Don't we feel like the world was an easier place when April Fool's Day was like a thing?
Was easier?
It just seemed like an easier time in our existence. Did it not?
What are you saying?
So today,
when
a time
you were
of
growing up?
No, I'm just saying when we could all do April Fool's pranks, the world seemed to be a lighter place.
Oh yeah, no.
Now you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. You can't get away with nothing. Today's April Fool's Day. That we're time of recording, and so by the time you're listening to this, it's post April Fool's Day,
right.
And most likely nobody pulled a prank on you, right? Like,
right.
Maybe I still saw a couple fake pregnancy announcements, which is like, you know, we're not doing that anymore. So if that was you, just that went out about 10 years ago. You had to stop doing that. And then I honestly didn't, there was like not a company that pranked me. Well, that's not true. I guess Beyond Meat, I saw one. I'm not really on Instagram that much right now, but I did, they put out a fake Beyond Meat candle.
Oh, yeah.
So you could see your house can smell like Beyond Meat.
Ugh, gross. I had a fake essential oil post that said frankincense water now available. I was like, frankincense water? And I clicked on it, said, just joking, April Fools, but frankincense oil is on sale today.
That's weak.
I
don't even think I'd understand what frankincense water is. I think I'd be like, oh, like that's not like, it was like essential oils are terrible for your body. Read this. I'm like, okay, then you got me. But to like talk about a product that we don't even know if exists or not, I don't know if that's like, it seemed like an easier time back when we could like prank each other and nobody got upset.
Right.
Nobody got offended. I mean, if you did, you were like offended in a good way. Like 10, 15 years ago, we could be offended in a good way. And I feel like those days are officially over. Do you agree?
Yes.
Like no one can have fun. No one can get like fun offended anymore. We were talking about that today on the radio where, and by the way, this episode is going to include, like we talked about at the top of the show, this moment in Kramer history in a couple seconds of my favorite April Fool's Day prank, because radio really was, I mean, we were, Jess said it best today when we were on the radio show. She was like, trust me, we're not not pranking you today because Kramer doesn't want to. Like, yeah, no, I loved it. We used to put so much effort into these April Fool's Day pranks and like plan them out for weeks and have everything just right. And like, it was great, right? But now, no, we literally got an email. We get emails about 30 days out now. And they're like, don't forget, if you're going to do anything for April Fool's Day, you have to run it past the legal department first. And then they don't approve anything. They don't approve one thing. So like,
to
you
be
basically
sure it
know
it doesn't offend anyone.
Yeah.
There
they're not,
no
they're just know that.
Way.
I realized that shortly after I got to Phoenix, that basically if we have to send anything to the legal department, they're going to say no to it. So after a while, I was just like, well, we're not going to do it then. So I haven't played a radio prank since Phoenix, maybe like
a long time.
We got away with a couple. Yeah, it's been probably close to 10 years because it's just not the same. Now let's talk about this. So we were talking to one of my coworkers, Greg, who's been in this station for 30 years, and we were kind of reminiscing. I guarantee you, no matter what city you're living in, you can remember your local radio shows, at least one of your April Fool's Day pranks, because they were pretty epic. Like, we really put a lot of effort into them, and we could really shine on those days, and we loved it. Like, we love, you'll hear the reactions of these guys. Like, you pissed people off, and like, but like, they loved being pissed off. Most of them loved being pissed off. Now we can't do anything. So we're talking to Greg about this, and he was saying like some of the biggest things that Mix 106.5 every day, because they used to have like a big wacky morning show back in the day. And they one year did a prank where they said that they had attached, or they had some kind of new technology, which, like, every time I hear these, I'm like, how did anybody fall for this shit? Because it's so wacky. They said that they had the ability basically to open people's garage doors through the radio towers. It was like a universal like tone they could send through, and it would open anyone's garage doors.
Oh my
and
God.
People would like call up getting all pissed off, you know, you're breaking into my house, that's illegal, you know. But like, and then you'd be like, April Fools, and everyone would laugh. And then we would, you know, everybody would move on with their day, move on with their life, and not really think twice about it. I guarantee you now how this would go is if we, let's just say we did that same prank. We'd do it, and then we would get some kind of email or call saying, I was offended because my house was broken into one time through my garage, and now I have to go to therapy to work through this trauma. And like, I don't know, maybe it felt like life. I was just even trying to explain, because the kids I work with are so much younger than me. So there's, you know, Jess is 10 years and Stone, our producer, is 15 years younger than me.
Right.
And like, they couldn't even comprehend pulling like pranks like that. They couldn't imagine doing it. Another one that our station did years ago, and actually this same thing when we were in Savannah. I think as I'm sure you're realizing, the more you listen to this show and the more you know, kind of keep up with me, Holly and Miguel, like, we all just kind of share ideas. So I guarantee you, like, if the garage door opener could have also happened in your city. I never heard of that one before, but I'm sure it's happened in multiple cities. Another one they did that I also did when I was in Savannah was, hey, we're going to be, I'm going to be walking naked around here it's called like the Towson Circle. It's just like a loop. And, you know, come out and honk your horn at me. And we did the same thing. We did a walk one night for breast cancer or something. We're like, we're going to be walking naked out there, so come on out or whatever. And we just, what it was we just said that, my program director's, dog's name was Naked. And so we were just, we were walking naked because we were just walking his dog. That's the same shtick they did here.
Geez.
But it was just fun. Like, why? Like, why can't we do that kind of stuff anymore? Like, why? When and why can't we do that anymore? It just feels like
everyone's just on high alert and overly sensitive about so many things.
Yeah.
You know, they're just assuming that somebody's out to get them.
Yeah.
You know?
Wasn't life just so much easier?
It's a sad state of affairs.
When did that go away? Like, when did that, and by the way, I don't want to say we'll never have those moments again.
Right.
But I mean, it won't. Like, when everyone's like, oh, the radio's changed, it's, nobody listens because it's changed. Well, yeah, it's changed because we had to. Like, we just can't really do funny stuff anymore. It's like,
you know, I wonder if it's connected to the pandemic, you know, because the pandemic was such a trauma to all of us, that something like that could actually happen, that you would only see in a sci-fi movie, that now we're all kind of like, whoa, you know, like, if that could happen, what else could happen? We're all just on high alert now. Because we know that crazy things can happen now.
Yeah.
And the suffering that it causes, you know?
Yeah. I think I don't know. I mean, I hate to say this, and by the way, if you aren't a certified fan, then I know we haven't talked since the collapse of the Key Bridge here in Baltimore. It's almost crazy to think that it's almost exited the news cycle already. I'm fine, by the way. It was a really, I'm not going to get too much into it because I know if you're a certified fan, you've already heard this spiel, but it was crazy. Like, it was really crazy couple of days. It was hard, and like, we were trying to figure out the information like this, like real time. And somehow, I don't even know how, I honestly don't even know how I get on this, but somehow a YouTube video came up. Well, I don't remember what I was searching, but somehow a YouTube video came up of 9/11. And again, this is not 9/11, by any means, but it was the Kelly and, what's his name? Regis and Kelly. Mm-hmm. It was their 9/11 show. And again, I have no idea where that popped up. And I was kind of listening to it. I can't watch it that much, but I was listening to it, and it kind of reminded me a lot of what we were going through, because it was like, I mean, with them, obviously it was way crazier, but we were just trying to figure out as things were happening. I mean, 9/11 happened at what, 8:48, I think.
Yeah.
And the first plane crash, I think 8:40 something. And they went live at 9. So like, they were just like finding out information. That's kind of how we were with the Key Bridge. It was like, we don't know what happened. Right. We're not sure where to tell people to go. We're not sure how to handle this, but somehow we did. And, the point is, how did we get here? Oh, sorry. So doing okay. Thank you. It honestly didn't affect me personally at all. I don't take the bridge. But it was just a chaotic, obvious couple of days trying to figure out what to do with a radio show and how to handle, you know, getting news out and comforting people and everything else. And that's on More Mama's Boy, if you want to go listen to that from last week. But here's the thing is, like, honestly, like the second thing I thought when I heard that bridges had fallen was like, this almost sounds like an April Fool's Day prank. And I think that's kind of like, sadly, if this was, I think my mom may have nailed it on the head, is that everything's so chaotic now that like, we can't handle more chaos.
No.
Like, when you're, you know, when you can buy a house for like, you know, $175,000 and your grocery bills are $27 for the week and gas is 89 cents in the tank, like, life's feeling pretty good, you know. Things don't seem so chaotic and crazy,
and you're making a decent wage.
Yeah, right. And you're making, you know, you can afford to, you know, have one person working with your seven kids at home and your, you know, other partner taking care of the kid. Like, I get it. I think we're all just at a maximum stressed out. So I think even the littlest thing would set us over the edge. But I mean, honestly, I can't say that there wouldn't be a radio personality that would have said the damn Key Bridge fell when it didn't. I could see that happening. I could totally see that like being a thing, you know?
Oh yeah.
Sadly. So, anyway, I miss, how about this? On this April Fool's Day, I really missed the lightheartedness.
Yes.
That was being able to be pranked.
Joke.
Yeah. Just laughing and being like, oh, you got me. And like,
right.
Feeling like, ha ha. But now it's like, you got me. And like, you got to fight. You got to.
Exactly.
You're going to meet somebody outside after work.
Or, and, you know, that's not funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Here's why.
Right?
You won't believe what happened to so and so. I mean, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Listen to this concept. Do you think if I just forgot about all my health issues, they would just get better?
I don't think you can forget about them because they're real and they're there. I think that if you try not to identify with them, then it helps.
So listen to this. And I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Like, we've all been through some kind of medical thing where like, it's constantly on your mind, and dizziness is it's a bitch because it really distorts your whole perspective of everything, right? Like, your whole the best way I can describe how this dizziness feels this time around after the chiropractor, in case you don't know, really quick, because I'd like anyone to be able to hop in when you can. And so this may be, I heard this guy on the radio, I didn't know he had a podcast. I got assaulted six and a half months ago, and I I've been dealing with some dizziness and trying to like get under control, and I kind of got it better. And then I had a chiropractor adjustment, and then it's all kind of come flooding back. It's starting to feel, I would say it's probably 25% better than when it first happened after the chiropractor. So when I went to go see my neurologist over at Hopkins, he sent me a couple of YouTube links. And Mom, did I send you one link or two links? I think I sent you one, didn't I?
Today?
No, back when I met with Dr. Gold for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think there was just one.
Yeah. So there, basically, he was sending links to these people that basically have said, hey, you know, these symptoms that you have are curable. And I think it was like kind of like a pep talk and kind of what you need to do with them and kind of watching your nervous system and a few other things. And honestly, I didn't go too deep into that one that I sent you, Mom, but there was another woman that he sent me a link to. And yeah, this is the thing. Here's the thing with like the internet. The internet is so weird. Like, it's so annoying. Cause like there's this woman, she's like, I had really bad vertigo and I was able to cure it. And same thing with tinnitus ringing in the ear. She's like, I can make it better. And so you're like, oh, cool. I got a free newsletter you can sign up for. And so you get the free newsletter. Right. And this happens with everything online. You're like, oh, cool. It's free. That's awesome. And then like they hit you with this, hey, well, you should join our, you know, our program. This would really cure your problems. And it was $1,900. And I'm like, whoa. Well, I don't think I'm going to do that quite yet, but y'all know me. Give another month. I might. I didn't notice that she wrote a book, and I'm like, well, you know what? I'll at least listen to her book and see what it's about, because really her idea is, and this, I want you to listen to this because I want to see if this can work in your life too. And I think it can't, if this is true, if we believe this, I think it can kind of work with almost anything. But she's talking about the idea of neuroplasticity, right? About how your brain has the ability to morph and change and to heal symptoms. Mm-hmm. You know, again, not everything's going to be healable, sure. But are we doing ourselves a disservice by not using neuroplasticity to kind of let our brain get back to some kind of equilibrium, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to play you a clip from her audiobook. And the book is called Rocksteady. Her name is Joey... off the top of my head, her name is Joey Rimini. She's from Australia. But I'm going to play you her talk. I was listening to this, the last chapter I listened to, chapter two, talking about if we, and I don't know, use this for whatever it is that you went or you're going through. And like, do you think this would work for you as well? Here's a clip from her audiobook called Rocksteady.
The reason focusing on getting rid of symptoms does not work is that your focus directs which neurons and neurotransmitters are most repeatedly stimulated. When you focus on symptoms, you are like a symphony conductor telling the symptom section of your orchestra to play loud and strong. People who are focused on getting rid of symptoms are more likely to feel disempowered and NQR more often. Their symptom orchestra is literally on their mind. They are thinking about symptoms, talking about symptoms, or having treatments focused on getting rid of symptoms. Neurons that are being stimulated end up regenerating symptoms instead of overriding them. For example, every time you use a tinnitus masking device or talk about your dizziness, you are confirming to your brain that either tinnitus or dizziness are very important, dangerous, and worth keeping extra alert about. This keeps the neurons firing in those networks. Focusing upon them keeps the symptoms alive.
Okay. Basically, your concept is the more you talk about it, the less your brain is trying to override them.
Because the message they're getting is that this is something that we need to stay on high alert about.
Right. Because obviously it's an issue. And so we need to kind of like stay on guard, you know, like if he's talking about this much, it must be pretty crazy. So we better. What do you think about that? How do you think there's any validity to that? Do you think that if we just stopped talking about are issues. And by the way, that's not, I'm giving you a very summed up version of this. She doesn't actually say stop talking about your issues, but basically don't hyper. Her thing is like, you should go to the doctor. You should get checked and make sure everything's okay. But then after that, you've got to kind of start doing some of this work yourself, which is going to be instead of telling your body what you don't want, because that's just giving it some negative reinforcement. You've got to tell your body what you do want. And when you start having moments of these symptoms, you've got to kind of say, well, I want to feel steady in this moment. I want to feel steady. And like, you know, imagine being steady and like your body being, you know, able to, I guess, override whatever it is, you know, that you were, you were going through. And then I'm only chapter two. So this is a very early version of this, but I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think there's any validity to that? Or does that just seem like we're wishful thinking things away?
You know, I believe our mind is so powerful and it controls everything. And I believe that if we tell ourselves enough that we are well and that we will be well, that we will be well. You know, the brain's amazing. It's amazing. And it is what we, if you will, code it, you know, and we're encoding that, you know, we're sick and we're dizzy and we're tired and we're whatever, then our brain's going to say, oh yeah, you're right. That's what I'm feeling. But if we change the message to, yeah, I may feel dizzy, but I'm going to be okay. You know, it's getting better. Then I think psychologically too, that changes the message that we're giving ourselves. And it does have the power to make it better. Totally agree.
Yeah, I don't, I'm interested. I'm going to keep listening to this book and kind of see what else she has to say about this. But I think it's interesting. Now, this is the problem, is that people with anxiety, right? Because a good majority of us have anxiety. Like, it's hard. It's a hard thing. She recognizes that. She's not just like, well, stop. It's not one of those like, well, just don't even worry about it. Mm-hmm. But it's really like the practices you got to put into place to kind of get through some of this. In the only bright news I think I've had in quite some time, I've graduated from vision therapy.
Yay.
And by that, I mean, I just told them I'm not coming anymore. So I don't know. That's
not
really.
Did you graduate or did you drop out?
That's not. Yeah, that's not really how college works, I guess, or high school. Imagine if you're just like, yeah, I'm not coming anymore. Like, well, you graduated. Congratulations. I had in vision therapy I've been going to. This is the one that has cost me probably $5,000 or $6,000. It's my biggest cash drain right now because my insurance won't pay for it. Right. And so I went for my checkup today after 20 sessions and I'm almost there. And she was saying like, honestly, if you just keep doing some of your workouts at home and you just kind of keep using it in like real practice of like, because there's only one thing I'm really, and this is going to be so technical and boring and no one's going to care about this, but really diverging is my only issue that's left, which is kind of looking far and not getting overwhelmed by it and kind of peripheral vision. So basically things that are not in your full focus, but like either far away or in your peripherals. Mm-hmm. And I'm still having this smidge bit of trouble with that, but she's like, honestly, I don't think we need to do any more therapy sessions. So that's
excellent.
That's good. We can check that one off the list. And not that I'm talking about my symptoms, but that's.
Mm-hmm. But you're talking about it in a positive way.
Healed.
You're saying now
I'm healed, Jesus.
I'm doing better now.
Jesus healed
me.
So
I don't have to go back to therapy because I've got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
So Jesus Christ is actually Jesus is going to be part of our next conversation piece in just a couple of minutes. So we'll get there in a couple seconds. First, let's do our quote for today, and I'll explain how Jesus kind of wraps into all this. Okay. Mom, what is our quote for this week? I guess.
I suppose it is this week, isn't it?
Well, kind of. It's like sometimes we do two quotes because you get more. I don't know. Just the quote for this episode is.
All right. From Brené Brown. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. Our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. Whew, that is powerful right there. So we have to know ourselves and accept our flaws, forgive ourselves, be true to ourselves so that we can be okay with who we are. And therefore, that's what we present to the world, is our true, authentic selves with all our imperfections.
Yeah.
Because we've owned them, we've claimed them, we've worked through them, we, you know, embrace them, and then we can truly belong to the world because we've accepted whom we are wholly.
Well, let me, I mean, I don't really know. I don't know if this is really the point of this or not, but I, you know, talking about like, because you're talking about healing kind of right too, right? Kind of like,
yes,
being yourself
our
and like healing.
Acceptance.
And
yeah.
I, you know, going back to the neuroplasticity thing too, and this is the reason I bring it up is like, is that part of like healing emotional wounds too? Man, now y'all know I'm going to be obsessed with it. I'm going to read like 37 books on this and like know every little detail about it and buy a Lego set about neuroplasticity for some reason. I'm like, I'm going to quit my job and go be a scientist.
You're gonna have like, a Lego set of the brain
and like be able to pull
that,
it apart.
That has positive messages.
Y'all know I get like crazy about stuff. So just don't I get excited about it. You know, it's going to be
recordings of positive messages.
It's really going to be wild. So let's just try to stay on track here. But I just started thinking about healing because you talk about healing. And I was thinking about like, is that the same thing? Like the longer that we stay mad at our exes or our bosses or, you know,
whomever,
is our brain like not healing from this stuff because we're like, it still thinks it's like a threat.
We're telling ourselves that.
Yeah.
Instead
so that's part one
of forgiven, let it go.
That's part one of the quote. Part two is it's funny because I do work with people that are younger than me. It's a really interesting snapshot of like your own yesteryear. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So
that's
like
how I see you.
Yeah. So like seeing Stone, our producer at 25, and like hearing some of the things he talks about and like what's important to him. I'm like, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Like he's not really out of his parents'
control.
Control. Yeah. You know, he's 25. Mm-hmm. His birthday is actually today. Happy birthday to Stone, our producer.
Oh, happy birthday.
26 today. So like the things he cares about, the things that are like important to him, it's like, yeah, absolutely. Like that is your reality. And like, I remember that time period, you know, I remember like that, almost that carefree mid twenties,
spreading
you know,
your wings,
sky's the limit.
I'm an adult now.
Yeah. Like nothing can stop you.
Job and,
yeah.
I'm on my own. I don't have to answer to anyone.
And then there's Jess who's 30 and she's very much in a phase where I was at like probably 30, 35. And I remember, I can when she's talking, I'm guessing this is probably like what all y'all do to us, but as I'm now able to do this, you know, it's
because
like
you're older and wiser.
Right. Well, because you've been through shit, you know? And so you're
exactly.
like,
exactly. It's experience.
Yeah. I don't even know if this has anything to do with the quote anymore, but the point is like, you're just becoming more authentically yourself. And like things that you cared about 5-10 years ago really don't matter at all. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's just crazy to like, I'm sure that's what I'm saying. Like when I'm 50, I'm sure I'm gonna look back and be like, oh, 40. Remember when I thought I was never gonna heal from that brain thing? And now I'm a neuroscientist because I quit my radio job. And now all I talk about is neuroplasticity. I travel the country as a speaker of neuroplasticity. that'd be wild when all of a sudden I'm like some kind of like brain scientist. like
April Fool's.
Me going back
I'm
to school.
I'm going to be a neurologist.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be wild. That'd be a real weird twist. Man, I don't even know. Listen, let me get sidetracked really quick and we'll get back on. Anyone that is an adult and goes to school, I don't know how you do it. At my vision therapy session, there was one part of the examination, which I'd never done before. Basically, you had to like read this thing. And I thought really all they wanted you to do was to kind of watch your eyes to make sure that they're like you're using this like computer and it's like basically watching your eyes all the time doing different tasks. And there was this thing about like absolute zero temperature, like something that doesn't interest me in the least. And so I'm just sitting here kind of just like half-ass reading it, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then it was over. Probably took about, I don't know, a minute to read this page. And then there was a 10-question quiz afterwards. I'm like, what?
Oh, no. Did you comprehend what you read?
Do people still learn in 40? I don't think my brain has that ability. I don't remember a damn thing I just read. I don't even know where to start. I didn't really pay attention to any of that, honestly.
I was just saying the words.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, just being your authentic self. And I think it's hard. I think it's like really weird sometimes to like shed those previous versions of you at times.
Definitely.
Because
but
they're
you
so
know
comfortable.
What? We have to go through them.
Yeah, no, it's true. There's nothing. And then that's the thing.
We grow.
I don't tell Stone anything. Mm-hmm. I don't tell Jess anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't try to like deter them and say, oh, like, I know better because mm-hmm. I've been through this kind of shit before. Mm-hmm. You can't tell anybody anything.
No, you cannot.
And so
Trust me.
I just need them to like, I'm not need them, but that's just part of life is they're just becoming. Becoming exactly. more and more themselves through trials and tribulations. And it's like kind of cool to
That's
watch,
right.
like to be at a point where I can like watch younger guys and girls mm-hmm. be like trying to figure it out and mm-hmm. knowing
and
there's not much.
To.
Yeah. There's not much you yes. can really do about it. You know, it just kind of is Mm-mm. kind of is what it is. That was a way sidetracked version of what the quote was. I don't remember the quote was anymore, but anyway, today's podcast is brought to you by Care Of is an awesome tool to have. If health and wellness is a part of it is important to you and it should be, man. Talk about like becoming 40 and things you got to worry about. We just out here trying to stay healthy nowadays, you know?
That's right. So, tried at 71.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Lord. That's hard enough at 40. Care Of it's a health and wellness company that ships high quality personalized vitamin supplements and powders conveniently to your door every single month. What they do is they offer you a curated set of products that are designed to work with research backed ingredients and optimal doses, because some of this stuff's confusing. I mean, I'll admit I'm a supplement guy and I still get kind of confused on like what does what and like even. Like, you ever heard of like a supplement? You're like, okay, cool. I'm going to take that supplement then. And then there's like 50 versions of that supplement. And you're like, I don't know which version to take. Listen, supplements can be confusing, but they can be life changing. I mean, I owe so much of my like peace and my mental health. I mean, honestly, it comes a lot between therapy and supplements. Like that is my and working out. That is my mental health, and I'm so happy that I started about 5 years going down this journey. And Care Of is a great tool for that. You know, Care Of is an awesome tool if you're, you know, want to feel different. It's time to like make a change, and I think these are really great. Care Of is a great tool for you to feel good. You know, they have an app too, by the way, so you can like keep track how you're feeling and you can play back insights about your results over time. So you can keep making adjustments to your routine, you know, maybe you're working on sleep or stress or whatever it is you're working at the time, they're going to be able to help you through this. And you're really, it's honestly, it's a great tool. It comes to your house every single month and you don't have to worry about it. You just open your little pouch up and take your supplements and then track how you're feeling. That's it. So for 50% off your first Care Of subscription order, go to takecareof.com, enter the code Kramer50, takecareof.com, enter the code Kramer50 for 50% off over at Care Of. Certified fans, hi. Welcome to your first show of the week. Thankful that you are here. I was thinking about you guys this weekend. You know, things have been so chaotic the last 6 months. I mean, it really has been. And you are... you guys are here for it. Like, I know, you know, I can't put 100% into anything right now. And you guys are just there and you're understanding. And like, God, this podcast is officially 4 years old and you guys have been through a lot with me and we're so thankful for you. You know, we've changed a lot in the last year. It's been a big year for the podcast, you know? And so really appreciate you keep showing up, keep supporting the podcast. You know, in case you don't know, the backstory behind Certified Fans is we don't make a lot of money off commercials. We used to run the show 5 days a week and we would make good money. I mean, not good, but like good enough to like run this thing and like still make some money on the back end to invest in like merch and stuff like that. But then it's like the podcast space got busy. It just became harder and harder. So now we're like, you know what, let's do this the way we want to do it without having to worry about five episodes a week. And let's just say, hey, Certified Fans, can you guys chip in? Can you give $6 a month to make this possible? If you can, we'll give you a whole nother episode. We'll give you the Certified Fans page. We'll give you the bonuses. We'll give you the perks. We'll talk to you exclusively. Because it's really because of Certified Fans what makes this podcast possible. So just know that even if you're not a Certified Fan, the only way you can listen to this podcast is because other Certified Fans are making this possible for you. So what I'm trying to say is quit being a freeloader and chip in a couple bucks a month if you can, you know? I get it. Life's expensive. But I hope this podcast means something to you. It does. I do. And, you know, if it's worth a cup of coffee a month, it basically, think about it this way. Imagine when you become a Certified Fan, you're basically meeting my mom and I for a cup of coffee. And you're like, hey, you know what? I got you guys. And that's what you're doing once a month when you become a Certified Fan. If you think about it that way, it's hopefully not a huge burden on you. But if we have enough people that are chipping in cups of coffee every month, then we're able to pay for the podcast and not make it a stressful experience on our end to have to try to figure it all out, either more episodes and have more commercials or having to pay for it out of pocket. So I hope it seems like it's worth it to you. We have hundreds of Certified Fans all over the country. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So if you want to join us, you can go in the show notes and become a Certified Fan over there. You can also go to CertifiedMamasBoy.com or don't forget, call us, text us, 888-Kramer-8. Text the word fans to that number. Text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. It's April. Let's see if we can get 3 new Certified Fans this month. I'm going to put it out into the universe that we can do it. And we'd love to invite you to listen to our Thursday show called More Mama's Boy. It's a laid back version of Certified Mama's Boy. We get a little bit more a lot more in depth on things that we don't really talk about publicly, but it's like the full picture. It's a whole deal. So anyway, to all of our Certified Fans, thank you for your support. And we'd love to invite you to come be a Certified Fan over with us. And, yeah, so thanks for that. All right, let's talk about Jesus for a minute. I didn't really see a lot of people celebrating Easter this year.
You didn't?
Did you?
Well, I mean, I was in baby land.
Did you? Did you do it? I mean, Nancy Yancey.
We did.
Jesus Extraordinaire.
We watched the Easter service from the cathedral in Atlanta on Facebook.
I don't feel like, and again, I'm kind of in a bubble over here. So most of my, like, if y'all aren't posting, I don't know what the hell's going on. I really don't know. I'm in my concussion cave over here. So if you're not talking about it on social media, I don't know what's happening. But I felt like there wasn't like a ton of Easter posts this year.
I agree. There weren't as many posts.
Do you think that's about? I mean, I said the same thing a couple of weeks ago, though, when it came to St. Patrick's Day with your kids. And now I feel like Easter's the same thing. Are we just not doing stuff anymore? Are we done with celebrating?
Maybe we are getting burned out.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any reason why, but maybe people are just tired of it.
How do you feel about it? Did you celebrate Easter? I mean, I guess if you have kids, you're obviously going to do something, but...
Maggie and John did something with their babies.
What did the triplets do for
the triplets
their
went
first
to
Easter?
A little Easter afternoon get together with some of Maggie and John's friends in Knoxville, and just had food and drinks and just.
But that's not really. I don't like we.
I feel, and again, I
wasn't
grew up in,
religious.
Yeah, like I grew up in the saying. South, right? Like, are we still going to church on Easter? Or is that not a thing? I know Jess went this year.
Well, when I looked at the cathedral, it was full. So yes,
is that it? Like, here's the thing. So I grew up obviously in Georgia, and like everyone was religious, and like I feel like 100% of people went to Easter Sunday. You know, like.
Mm-hmm.
But
we
I
never missed one.
I was kind of in the scene, right? I was kind of in the church scene back then. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what percentage of people, like Easter alone, which, you know, seems like that's the one you want to show up for. That's the one you want Jesus to know you're there for. You know, if it was.
And that is what a lot of people do.
Yeah,
they
Easter,
only go
Christmas.
To Easter and Christmas.
Yeah, like that's even that though. I guess. I don't know. We're just not talking about
it
as much.
Is it because we can just watch it on our?
Yeah, that's
screens?
That, right? I mean, listen, if I was going to church every week, I would definitely watch it at home.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so much easier. Mm-hmm. Like in hindsight, taking your kids to church every week and like have them dressed up, we'd be dressed up. We'd be damn in suits.
Mm-hmm. I think that's gone. I think that's over.
That's a lot of work. Now that I'm an adult and I can see people see y'all have kids, like, y'all can, we can sit our ass down in front of the TV and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to put on our damn JCPenney clothes for this. We're going to wait for a funeral for that kind of thing, you know? I just noticed that this week. It just didn't seem, but again, I'm in my concussion cave, so I don't know, maybe.
Well, and people aren't attending church like they used to. I mean, it's a big problem for the church.
Let's do a little Google.
Okay.
What do you think the Google, what do I search for that, you think?
I don't know. What are you wanting to know about it? How many people go to church on Easter Sunday?
No, like.
What percentage of people?
Like less over time. Like, what would be a way of wording that? Like decline in church attendance? There you go.
There you go.
Decline in church attendance.
You want to put a like in the last 10 years or?
I'm going by the Google AI.
Okay, I see.
According to a Gallup poll, church attendance has been declining in the United States since the turn of the 21st century. In 2019, the average attendance was 34%.
Mm-hmm.
But by 2020, it dropped to 47%. Wait. This is why you got to be watching out for AI. That doesn't make sense. That literally doesn't make any sense.
No.
In 2019, the attendance was 34%, but by 2020, it had dropped to 47%.
What?
First time it had been below 40. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No. Go to another link.
I like that. I like that Google AI, though. It really sums things up. You can't be trusting it. I don't know. It's too much.
Yeah, but church attendance is a problem. I mean, for
why is that? Why do you think
that
less people are going to church now?
Well, for the reasons I just cited. Number one, you can watch it on your TV at home.
Right.
Number two, people are doing a lot of different things now. I mean, Sunday's just another day of the week. Everything is open. You can play sports. You can do all the things you do any other day of the week on Sunday, except going to Chick-fil-A.
That's true.
So I think there's just a lot of competition, you know, and also I think it's the breakdown of the traditional family, you know, when there's a mom.
I don't know if it's bad. If everyone's kind of experiencing religion in a different way. I don't know. It's like necessary. We have so many different ways to do anything nowadays.
Exactly.
You know, like.
Exactly. And there's so many different avenues.
Yeah.
If you will, to spirituality and religion rather than going and sitting in a pew inside a building.
Honestly, like that's the thing. It's like I love spirituality, but I don't think I could like force myself to go to a service every single week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not.
Because you don't do that anymore.
And I'm not talking about like just church, but I'm talking about any kind of like spiritual gathering once a week sounds exhausting to me. It sounds like I'm giving up half of a day.
Not see
when like I could do it some other time during the week, you know,
yeah, when I'm not Wednesday, Thursday, whatever.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I hope Easter was good for those that celebrate. I hope it was good for you. Mm-hmm. Mom, that's going to be it. We're going to end with a moment in Kramer history. So that's going to be it for you today.
All right. Love you forever.
A moment in Kramer history. You didn't forget about this bit, did you? It's been a minute. It's been a minute, but don't. Hey, nothing's off the table. All your favorites will be here. All right. It's a moment in Kramer history. It's where we look back on my radio career and all the wild and wacky things we used to do back in the day. And dang it, April Fool's Day is a great time to do that because, this radio ruled April Fool's Day. And there was one year, 2011, when the That Guy Kramer show in Panama City Beach made news headlines because of something called the pet tax. Now, you probably heard this before. This is not the first time we played this on the podcast before, but damn it, this was so good. I am so proud of this moment. And listen to it now and tell me, why can't we do this anymore?
All right, so here's a confession.
Oh, dear.
We pulled a little, prank yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And you may have seen it on the news last night.
We're sadly not above these sorts of things.
No.
Even though we try to act like it.
Yeah.
Well, we know that you guys, we've pulled off April Fool's pranks in the past, and we're like, we can't really set anything else up because everyone sees it coming.
All right.
Like, if we do anything between the, I would say, 30th of March, maybe even before that, maybe the 20th of March to the 1st of April, everyone starts to have their radar up just a little bit. So we said, let's take this a step further. Let's take this one step further and not mention a thing on April Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have a segment on it. I just want to run a commercial, a simple public service announcement reminding Bay County about this thing called the Bay County Pet Tax, which is not real, by the way.
No, it's not.
Let me just play a second of it.
Hey, Bay County, have you registered your pets yet? This is a reminder from the Bay County Department of Revenue and Taxation. As you have read in the paper, seen on TV, and heard on the radio, Friday, April 2nd is the official start date for the state of Florida's pet tax. Remember, residents of Florida have until the close of business on April 2nd to bring their pets to the Bay County Revenue and Taxation Office to be weighed and registered. Taxes will be based on breed, species, and weight, and the first year's tax levy is due at the time of registration.
Sounds so lovely.
Money generated by the new Florida pet tax is part of the new health care legislation.
Okay, so we'll stop it there. You guys get the point, okay?
Right. Yes.
We gave out a phone number. We said, listen, you might want to start scheduling your appointments now.
Because we got to do it by tomorrow.
It's coming so soon.
So, when we said nothing out of our mouths will be an April Fool's Day joke.
That's why I try to preface with nothing out of our mouths.
Right. It was actually, that is true, because none of us said that.
So, when you call this number that we gave on here, here is what you heard.
Thank you for calling the Department of Revenue and Taxation in Bay County. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
We've done this 5 times.
Oh, yeah. We're not very good at recording messages. Hi, it's Kramer, and that's Holly and Miguel from 106 in the morning. By the way, there is no pet tax here in Bay County.
No.
There's only one thing that we can say, and we're going to say it in a quiet, low tone, and that is
April Fool's.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's basically what happened.
And then you found out what the deal was.
90% of you guys were down with it. Yeah. 90% of you guys really had a good time with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
10% of people hate us this morning.
Not
absolutely
having any of it.
Hate us. Let's go through some of these messages. At this point, I say, listen, why don't you leave a quick message, really quick, just say, hey, here is just a second just to get your reaction on everything
about
this whole thing. And I thought this morning we would just play a couple of your reactions from the whole thing. Like I said, 90%.
Oh, yeah.
Completely happy, okay?
Yeah.
You guys are wrong. I was going to tell my husband. He was going to be pissed. He already hates the president as it is. That was a good one.
Having fun with it. Having fun with it,
Yes, absolutely.
I was calling my grandma and my mom, everybody, telling them they needed to call somebody because we were supposed to register our pets or someone was going to come take them away. Lord, I'm too gullible.
I love when people just have fun with
it.
They
have fun with
it. Yeah, girl, you got me.
That's right.
Short one.
That was fine, too.
That's fine. We like that one.
Very good. You got me. I was about to start a revolution.
People were so passionate. They were like, call the tea party.
Yes.
We got to protest.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Man, you guys suck. Sitting here driving to work thinking, man, I gotta work tomorrow. My husband's out of town. How in the hell am I gonna get my four dogs down to this place? And Lord knows how much it's gonna cost me. Oh, I can't believe I fell for it. I was freaking out, calling this number. Ah, you guys suck.
Oh.
That's the one thing that we heard the most of yesterday is you guys suck.
Yes.
You guys suck.
Which I don't think is a terrible thing to say.
No.
You weenies. Oh. I had this on Facebook and everything. I'm searching the web. I'm looking for everything. I'm mad. I'm like, what? Y'all crazy.
Oh.
You crazy.
Nice.
I'm gonna whip somebody's ass. Whoa, I'm gonna whoop somebody's ass.
Oh my.
That was not funny. Not funny at all. You got us. Hey, take care. We'll hear you on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was having it. Actually, a celebrity called. A celebrity called this thing.
Oh.
Yeah, listen.
This is President Barack Obama. Why are you putting taxes on that I ain't thought about yet? I will be putting that one on, though. Oh, it's going to apply to radio hosts.
When did Barack Obama come from the South?
Barack Obama.
Who knew? I didn't think he was from Chicago.
He's got a Southern accent.
Oh.
Oh, my.
My sister's so worried about this. So she gets this fool to call. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Oh, man.
Loving it.
Oh, my God! I was fixing to have to figure out how to load up all of my pets, fit them in my car, drive down there, pay some stupid tax for some stupid things. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. People were so mad.
Like, honestly, and I told Holly this when we planned this a few days ago, is I said, what happens if nobody calls?
Yeah.
What happens if nobody calls?
And then, I was worried that nobody would catch the phone number.
Right.
And then they wouldn't call it.
Well, if anyone ever wants to say that radio advertising is not effective, you are wrong, my friend.
Absolutely.
Right?
You better get your ads on this radio station right now.
Now, listen, I will tell you that I am a little paranoid this morning that we went too far. Because, like I said, 90% of the phone calls, loving it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loving it.
Mm-hmm.
10% of people, not so happy.
Yeah.
At all.
But, you know,
Well, we got to play both. We got to play both sides of the spectrum, okay? Here we go.
You ever heard of Donkey on the Edge? If you watch Shrek, you would know what I'm talking about. And I think everybody's on the edge. And so when you start referencing taxes on pets, hey, you never know what could happen. So, April Fool's.
Like, does that mean she's gonna? I feel like she's gonna come kill us.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Paranoid.
You never know what's
I
gonna
think
happen.
I think that
April
may
Fools.
Have been some sort of death threat.
It could have been. You're gonna die, April
All right,
Fools.
Hang on.
Yes, unfortunately, the people that aren't going to call your phone number are just saying they're going to dump their animals in the woods rather than pay the tax. So you might be aware of that. I think your little joke is backfiring.
I really hope that no one dumped their animals in the woods.
Please don't.
Like, over a tax that you don't even know what it is.
Right.
Like, if you were that fast to jump, it makes me paranoid for just how we are. But
as a people, if you're going to dump your pet without getting information,
it just makes me sad that, you know, I wonder if we went too far. Here's a phone call we took yesterday at about the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Off the air. I just want to play just a second. And this is what really made me say, did we go too far? Was this too far? Listen.
It went too far because we're in a recession. My husband is unemployed right now. I'm working two jobs just to keep the lights on. I basically told my daughter, she's like, Mom, what are we going to do?
Aww.
Because she has a teacup poodle. I just scraped together the money to pay the pet deposit. I said, look, if we have to pay a pet tax, we're going to have to give her away. I have no choice. It's not funny. I put my daughter out of my truck crying this morning thinking that I'm going to have to give her dog away. That is ridiculous.
Eek. In my mind, I never thought we went too far. That's why in the middle of that phone call, I was like, oh, that's fine. And then she's like, my daughter cried when she went to school. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Did we go too far?
I thought it was like one of the most lighthearted April Fool's jokes we could have ever done.
I really kind of feel guilty this morning. About everything, because, you know, in our head, we're saying, we just wanted you guys, you know, like any joke, we wanted you to get frustrated.
Yeah.
Right? And then we wanted you to go, oh, April Fool's Day.
Exactly. It's like a common prank. A prank is you get a little bit, you know, oh, no, you did not. Oh, you did. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's April Fool's.
Yeah.
To
and
me,
that's the point. No matter what the prank is, you know,
right.
I wanted most people to say, oh, okay, that's funny.
Yeah, right. You got me.
And like I said, 90% of people, but I don't want to. Bay County, you think that we're, you know,
advocating either dumping animals or making children cry.
No. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Right.
It sounds like from those phone calls that you just heard that we advocate dropping your animal off and making your kids cry.
Yeah. That's who we are,
you know?
Apparently.
Was it too far? Was it too far? Kathy, actually, this is one person I feel really bad for. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Hi.
Let me tell you this. This is the one, and honestly, when I feel the most guilty, I feel the worst for these kind of people, and that is the local vets.
Oh, Thank you so much.
Like, and I mean that too. The second that's like one aspect we didn't think about. You know, we made up this fake Department of Revenue and Taxation. We made that department up, and so we're like, well, at least you know the officials can't get mad at us because it's not even real,
right?
But then I was like, oh my God. Once all these vets started calling us and saying, what the hell are y'all doing?
I never would have thought people would have called the vet.
No,
never crossed my mind.
Kathy, what happened yesterday?
Oh, my God. I work in the busiest vet's office in Bay County anyways. Okay,
yeah.
Our phone rings nonstop.
Right.
So yesterday, I want to say we probably got over 100 phone calls just about this pet tax.
Wow.
What were people saying?
I went into work. Okay, I personally, I work in a vet's office. I don't have any pets. Okay, because I deal with them all day. I don't want to go home to them.
That's right. I know that's right.
So I go into work and I'm telling all the girls that I work with, hey, y'all, I know y'all all got 10 dogs at your house.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
And our doctor has a horse at her house.
Oh, wow.
So are you guys mad at us this morning? Like, honestly.
I can never be mad at y'all. I love y'all.
Well, it's okay. And but, you know, you can love somebody and be mad.
Not even mad, but frustrated.
But I was telling all them, I was like, there's this pet tax, and y'all have until the close of business on Friday to get all your dogs weighed, cats weighed, and paid for, you know?
Yeah.
So what would
so they're all like, what in the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this seriously. I mean, like, was your vet's office mad at us, though, like, for yesterday?
Or was
Okay.
But the clients were calling us like, what is this pet tax? And I'm like,
man.
I don't know. Was there a phone number on the ad? I know there was a phone number because I heard it 20 times myself.
I'm going to
call
do this.
The number and see what it's about. That's all I can tell you.
Kathy, I'm going to take you off the air because I want to find out where you work, okay?
Okay.
Hang on 1 second. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You saw it on the news last night.
Well, no, I didn't see the news last night, but I was at the dog park when they were filming.
Okay. Yeah, because by the way, shouts out to WMBB and Kevin Character.
Mm-hmm.
Who did a piece on it last night. What did they tell you?
Well, he came up to me and he asked me how I felt about it, and I told him that I heard about it on the radio yesterday morning.
Wait, were you the girl that was actually in the piece?
I don't know because I didn't see it last night.
I think you were. I think you were the girl that was.
Girl, you're famous.
You're so famous. I think you were. Were
you
the girl?
Was it bad?
No, it was fine. It was good. It was good. Did I look fat or anything? You know, the one thing that I saw though was at the very end of you. If this was you, she goes, "Wait, it's fake. Well, do I still get to be on the news?" Was that you?
Yeah, because I didn't want to be on it, and he's like, oh, you know, just please, he's like, you're the last person I get to talk to, and then I get to go home. I was like, fine, I'll do it, you know.
I totally understand that.
And then when he told me, you know, it was April Fool's, I was like, oh, good, so then I don't have to be on the news anymore. He's like, no, you're still going to be on the news. He's like, but you just got April Fool's, so.
Yeah. Like, dang.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you helped him out, though, because I know how that can be, man.
Good. Don't even worry about it. You look good. Yeah. Not even a big thing. I think Elizabeth's mad. I mean, Amber's mad at us this morning, yes? I think
I'm not mad.
Oh, you're not mad. Okay, what's up?
No. I just was, I work at a vet's office.
Oh, okay,
when
good.
I went to work yesterday, my mom works there.
Yeah.
And she said that a few people came in with their animals,
seeing
if we could take them and find homes for them.
Oh, no! Like, that's what I didn't want to happen.
Wait, though.
That's what I did not want to happen. Like, how did it go so far, so fast? It escalated.
You know, honestly, this is what I don't understand. And I do, let me put this out here first. I feel honestly bad for people who thought their lives were going to change dramatically because of this prank. But wouldn't you, like, if it came down to giving away your pet or whatever the extreme case would be, wouldn't you get a few more details, like find out anything about the tax?
What happens if the pet tax was like 30 cents or something?
Right. You know, that's why wouldn't you find out more info before you're like, well, I didn't really want old Fluffy anyway.
Yeah.
It just seems like it was a bit extreme.
That's just our point of view. Like, everyone's got their opinions this morning, and that's fine. Intern Mandy just took a call from a law office. What was that about? They dropped us.
She said that her phone number is their phone number there is one number off from the shelter, so they kept getting phone calls all day.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Listen, I want to set the record straight this morning. We love you guys, okay? And we hope that, you know what, if 10% hated it, at least hopefully 90% of you guys loved it. And
yeah. And here's where I will apologize as well to all those people who were inconvenienced by phone calls.
If you had to get inconvenienced with phone calls, or if you had to get inconvenienced having to go to the vet to get your pet weighed and taxed and all that stuff, then we love you guys. April Fools.
Tried to have fun.
We're just trying to do a little something out of the ordinary.
Sure, absolutely. Right.
All right. As always, I love you. Thank you for hitting play. Again, there's a million. No, that's not even true. There's 2 million. Probably more. Actually, let's do this. How many podcasts are there currently? Aren't you kind of curious, right? How many podcasts are there? Oh, my God. Over 5 million podcasts, according to Backlinko. They say over 5 million podcasts. So, like, you chose this one today. And that's pretty cool. To choose us out of 5 million podcasts is amazing. I take that as a huge honor. Thank you for letting me be part of your life, a mom as well, and being a part of our lives as well. We love you more than you know. And we'll see you hopefully on Thursday. Hopefully you'll come out and check out our More Mom and Boy show, available to all certified fans. If not, we will be back next Tuesday.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.